There we go.
Great. Okay, hi everyone. Right. So I have to try to be a little bit quick this morning, and it's unfortunately a bit complicated. We'll try our best. So basically, the Mishnah, right, talks about a case of where a woman borrows salt, yeah, and water in order to make a dough. And then the din is that the dough basically will be within the tchum of everyone who contributes, the dough, the salt, and the water. And the, on Lamed Ches, the Chachamim of Eretz Yisrael, they wanted to know, when you put in the water and the salt, those kind of, that they're a miut, yeah? There's the small amount compared to the dough. So why doesn't bittul happen? And if bittul happens, then you know you don't need to worry about the people who contributed the salt and the water. That's their question. And that then kind of triggers quite a complicated discussion. Mm-hmm. So and it basically, in general terms, the discussion seems to revolve around the connection of tchumim, right? Tchumim is obviously a din issa, you can't move an object around, yeah? And the din mamonus, right? The monetary matters, yeah? Assuming that basically, you know, because tchumim comes from a din mamonus, yeah? Then somehow the din mamonus element won't be subject to bittul. In general terms, that kind of seems to be really what's kind of going on, yeah? But, you know, the problem is that this needs a bit of explanation, because why should din mamonus stop bittul happening? That's a general question, yeah? But also, yeah, if you actually look at the Shakli V'Tariya, it kind of doesn't seem to be so smooth, right? Because Rav Abba brings a case, yeah, and he talks about, yeah, a case of where you mix in, right, one cup of chitim into 10 kubim of chitim, yeah? And he says, well, you know, and because you do that, right, surely there shouldn't be bittul if it belongs to two people. So, okay, he's focusing on mamonus, yeah, but he happens to bring a case, right, of two cases of chitim, yeah? Right. And when it's challenged, it's picked up on this, yeah, and we start to get into a discussion of minsha min b'mino, yeah, mm-hmm. to one min with another min, yeah. So somehow, seemingly, right, we again, if it's all about mamonus, then why are we getting into a discussion of min b'mino, right? Yeah. So effectively, what we're going to try to do is try to come up with an explanation that puts those things, two things together, that looks about bittul in a case of mamonus, but links it to the concept of min b'mino. That's effectively, begadol, what we're going to try to do today, right? And it's based on the Shara Yosha, yeah? So he has a huge explanation of the sugya, and I'm not going to try to go through the whole thing. I mean, it's mamish, look inside, it's a beautiful detailed piece, yeah? But we're going to try to draw out some concepts, yeah? So basically what he explains is, kind of, it's quite an abstract thing, so we'll try our best, yeah? Is that what bittul is really trying to do is it's trying to remove the din of an object, yeah? So basically, you know, you've got a rove and you've got a miut, yeah? And let's say the rove is heta, right? Something which is mutter to eat. And the miut is issa, right? So by getting rid of the miut, you get rid, effectively, of the din of the miut, that issa, so you can kind of consider the whole mixture as being completely mutter, right? That's really what's going on, yeah? But basically, in order to do that, he explains, you have to actually, if you want to get rid of a din, you have to uproot the cause of the din, right? It's not just enough to uproot the din, yeah? Now, he says, if what happens is, if when you have bittul, it results in the object not existing, yeah? So usually, if the object is considered not to exist, then hey presto, that kind of uproots the cause of the din as well, because the cause of the din comes from the object, yeah, typically, right? So let's take an example, right? So let's say you've got shuman and you're going to mix in chelev, and so the chelev is a miut. Chelev is going to be asr, right? So now, if the miut, the chelev, is, so to speak, is that object considers not to exist, yeah? Then the cause of the isr of the chelev is the object itself. Okay, the isr of the chelev comes from the object of the chelev, right? It's all kind of internal. So through bittul, you get rid of the object, and therefore automatically the kind of the cause of the issa goes, and everything goes, right? That's kind of typically how bittul works. Okay. Now what becomes a bit subtle here is, yeah, what happens when, right, the cause of the issa actually is related to mamonus, yeah? Because mamonus, yeah, in for instance tchumim, yeah, the issa tchumim comes from something comes from mamnus, the ownership of the object, yeah? And here, this is where it becomes a bit subtle, right? Because the ownership of the object, yeah, that is a relationship of a person with the object. And in some ways, at least, that's external, because it revolves around the person himself, his bialis, his ownership of the object, yeah? And therefore, right, it's not so clear, right, how you can get rid of that. That's the general concept, yeah? The underlying cause, yeah, of the issa comes from the ownership, and it's not necessarily, since that ownership is external, that underlying cause is external, it's not so clear how it can get rid of it. Okay, but we need to link this into min, bimino, min, ba'enimino, right? So, you're going to recall, right, we know what min bimino is, min ba'enimino, is basically, again, just, I mean, we saw it in our Gemara, yeah? Question is, if you've got two types of minim, right, or just one min, right? So, for instance, wheat and barley, yeah? So, that's two types of minim, that's called min ba'enimino. Whereas two types of wheat is min bimino, yeah? And basically, we saw there was an explanation of the difference of this, which is what the Shari Yoshi relies on, brought in the Ram some time ago. What's the difference, yeah? So, says the Ram, right? Min ba'enimino, say wheat and barley, two types of things, it's uncontroversial, you have bittel for that, yeah? Why? Because really the way that bittul works is, yeah, you have something overpowering the other thing. And it can overpower it if there's a difference. So interestingly, where there's a difference, yeah, that's where classic bittul can work. Yeah? And that's min ba'enimino, yeah? Wheat and barley. When you have a mixture which is two things where they have the same min, wheat and wheat, yeah? That is where you have actually a machlokus, right, of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon. Rabbi Yehuda says it doesn't work, you can't have bittul there. Because if it's one thing overpowering the other, if they're the same thing, yeah, you can't have one overpowering the other. They actually reinforce each other, right? The Rabbanon disagree. They say, no, you can, even min b'mino, you can still have bittul. But how? Because even though they're the same thing, if they have different dinim, the dinim themselves make them, so to speak, different. Yeah, the heter and the issa, right? And that, therefore, allows one, the heter, so to speak, to overpower the issa, the mir to the issa. Okay, right? But the Shari Yosha then links these two concepts in. Okay, now I know this is going very fast, very complicated, let's try, yeah? So what he says is, basically, yeah, that where you have, if you were to have min ba'enimino, wheat and barley, right? Then since effectively they're completely do different types of things, yeah, that is your classic bittul, and the meat is considered as if it's not there. Once the meat is not there, kind of, you know, so to speak, everything, the whole object disappears, yeah? It's completely as if it's not there, right? And he wants to say that that would get rid even, right, of the cause of the din when the cause of the din is mamonous. Because if an object is not there, you can't own something that's not there, right? So that would even get rid of the cause of the din, the gabi mamonis. But min bimino is not so simple. Because min bimino, what we said is within the Rabbanon, we're all going within the Rabbanon here, yeah? Min bimino, yeah? The idea is you don't get rid of the object itself because you can't do something so fundamental there, right? The two objects, chitim and chitim, they're the same thing. You have to basically, you actually, the only way to get rid of it is to focus on the din. The dinim are different, yeah? So you've got heta and you've got issa, right? So you have to get rid, basically, you have to actually get rid of the underlying cause of the din, right? Once again, if you've got the same min, it gets rid of the object and then everything falls away. That's min ba'enimino. But where it's min b'mino, you have to get rid of the underlying cause of the din, yeah? And that's where we have the machlokus of Rav Abba, and the ones who argue on him, Rav Hoshea. Rav Abba says, right, that when it comes to mamonus, yeah, the cause of the din, yeah, is the mamonus, right, which is the relationship of the owner, and that's external. So if it's a case of min ba'ena mino, right, where you're trying to get rid of the cause of the thing, yeah, and that's external, yeah, that's the min ba'ena mino, and you have to get rid of the cause of the thing, right, right, then that's external, and you can't get rid of that. Yeah?
Even according to Rabbi Abba?
That's what Rabbi Abba's holds. Yeah? You can't get rid of that. There's no bittul. That's Rabbi Abba's shoot.
Right, okay.
Yeah? So, once again, if you've got a case, yeah, Sorry, I think I confused things. We're talking about min b'mino. Apologize.
Yeah, because I thought it was the opposite.
I switched. Yeah.
It seems like
we're talking about min b'mino. Apologize. That's what I realized where this thing was going.
Yeah.
Talking about min b'mino, right? Min b'mino, yeah, once again, I said that.
Right.
Okay. Take that. Min b'mino, right? The two things are the same. Therefore, you have to get rid of the cause of the object. Yeah?
Right.
Cause of the issur. Because the only difference between them two is the issur itself. Yeah? Where it's basically min be'ena mino, let's say wheat, let's just excuse them, wheat and barley, yeah? They're two different, completely different types of minim, yeah?
Right.
So there, that's the simple way of bittul. That gets, it makes it the object as if it's not there, and that, everything falls away.
Right. So Rebbe Abba would actually, so the reason he didn't say min be'ena mino, because he holds that's pasha.
That's pasha, yeah. Min be'ena mino, the whole object goes, and everything falls away, yeah?
Right.
When everything falls away, even the cause of the din falls away as well.
Okay.
Because he explains it. If everything falls away, right, then it's the object's not there. You can't have ownership of an object that's not there. Mm-hmm. Right? But where the two minim are the same, apologies, this is where I said it quickly, I computed it. When the two minim are the same, so wheat and wheat, yeah? Right? The only way it can get, the only difference we said is the difference in the dinim. So you have to get rid of the dinim, not the objects themselves, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It's not as if the object doesn't exist. You have to get rid of the dinim. And therefore, you're getting rid of the cause of the dinim, right? But if you look at the cause itself derives from something which is external, is the ownership of the balim, right? It's the mammonist stick, which is external. And therefore, that will prevent you, according to Rav Abba, getting rid of the object. That's Rav Abba's shita.
Mm-hmm.
Effectively, that becomes the argument. Because, right, when it comes to Rabbi Sheh, he says no, right, that it's true, yeah, that there's difference of min b'mino and min b'ena mino. But what he says is, yeah, even min b'mino, right, effectively, yeah, once you have a difference in dinim, it doesn't matter, it comes to the same thing, yeah, you're getting rid of the object, yeah, and once you're getting rid of the object, then that the object, once it's got rid of, then the kinyan in the object gets rid of, and also the cause gets rid of it, yeah? So he's happy to, effectively, Rav Hosher says, yeah, that mimba mino and mimba ena mino should come to the same thing. It's just two ways of getting rid of the object, yeah? It's only within Rav Abba, that he makes a distinction. And he says, yeah, that if it's two different objects, you're getting rid of the object. When it comes to mimba mino, wheat and wheat, it's more subtle. You have to get rid of the din. Because that's the, once again, we said within min b'mino, that's the only difference between them is the din. And if you're focusing on the din, right, the only way to get rid of that is to get rid of the cause of the din, and that's external. That you can't do.
But there's a frame's cash now, though.
So wait a sec. The bottom line is, right. Across the whole thing, again, the sugya is coming, across the whole right. thing, he says, the case is always min b'mino. Right? Even, and we'll see that in Tosfos at the end, yeah? Mm-hmm. Later on. He says that there's a Tosfos which comes, you should see, on Lamites, the top of it, yeah? That basically wants to explain that even though it sounds like salt and water, yeah, into dough, are two different things, yeah? Right? But he says since they're coming, they're all designed to come together as one mixture, they're actually considered min b'mino. Yeah. Yeah. The whole sugi is based on a presumption, and Ephraim brought this up, yeah? But the based on the presumption that salt and the minor ingredients, yeah, that come into a dough, this is one kind of dough, yeah? That even though it looks like they're different kinds of minim, they're actually the same minim. That's why from the start it's talking about chitin b'chitin. Yeah.
Well,
sorry, that was rush to get through that. But
very good. We need a
Zoraz
this year on that one, I think, this one.
Yeah.
Thank you, Israel.
Well done.
Okay, that was a bit short.
Is that the name for the source of my focus from Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon?
Well.